Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Welcome to Insignium Bits. My name is Tracy Holloman. I am a transformational management consultant. And today I'm here with Gretchen Grani, who is the vice president of ESG for Bondwell Fresh Americas. Welcome.
Thank you, Tracy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Today, we're actually going to be talking about ESG. And we've invited Gretchen to speak with us today because she, in my opinion, is a subject matter expert in this area. And I thought it would be great for her to be able to just shed some light on what ESG is. But before we dive into that, Gretchen, I'd just like to ask you to tell us a little bit about you at Bondwell Fresh Americas and what they hired you to do.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm VP of ESG at Bondwell Fresh Americas. And just briefly, we are the home of Ready Pack Bistro and the U.S. business unit of France-based Group Bondwell. And we're the first unit to become certified B Corporation. And we operate 4 processing facilities throughout the U.S. and employ nearly 3,000 associates who are focusing on producing and bringing to market fresh vegetable products, prepared salads, and plant-based meal solutions. So my role at Bondwell Fresh Americas is really to elevate sustainability to the executive level and to institutionalize sustainability practices and perspectives throughout the organization as business imperative rather than a nice to have. And I also communicate sustainability vision and strategy and how it relates to running an effective and profitable organization. A major accomplishment since I've been there in a year and a half for the organization was completing B Corp certification. We achieved this in December of last year and became the first B Corp certified fresh produce company in the United States.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
As you talk about B Corp, can you tell us what a B Corp is and why should organizations be interested in it?
Yeah, so certified B Corps, they meet high standards of verified social environmental performance, public transparency, legal accountability to balance both profit and positive impact. Bondwell Fresh Americas being a certified B Corp allows us to differentiate ourselves in the market as a trusted supplier and brand and really to validate the positive impact work we're doing. B Corp it's also an internationally recognized certification, especially across the countries where Bondwell Group operates. And its board of directors set a goal to have all business units become B Corp certified by 2025.
Wow, that's amazing. As you talk about B Corp, can you tell us a bit about environmental, social, and governance, also known as sustainability? You know, what is ESG and why should organizations really care about it?
Well, we operate in a highly commoditized market, and our ESG practices and perspectives, they provide us with a competitive advantage, mitigating risk, reducing liability, and preparing us for future growth and profitability. It's also what our customers want. We're aligning with our customers' own sustainability agendas, and we're complying with regulators. We're even satisfying shareholders, one of whom conditioned their investment with Bondwell on our B Corp achievement. We've also found B Corp certification to be a real asset for recruitment and employee engagement. You know, B Lab has a worthy mission. It's to transform the global economy to benefit all people, communities, and the planet. And being a part of this transformative movement, it gives our employees a sense of pride in being a part of something bigger.
Yes. When you mentioned that, it just makes me have these chills because people are very, very, especially our younger population of employees, mm-hmm. are very, very much about that environmental, social governance, the impact that it has.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We want to sustain the earth. We want to make a better place for everyone. And, you know, when we recruit people who are invested in that, that is very helpful. And them knowing that your organization is so much for making a better environment, I think that is fantastic. So as we speak about this, how do companies benefit from being savvy about sustainability? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, let's not forget that the financial benefit is key, and the financial benefit of sustainability has always been associated with more efficient resource use, whether that's reducing water, energy, waste, packaging, fuel. But there's more emphasis now behind the idea that companies are more likely to be successful if they create value for their stakeholders too. And by that, I mean employees, customers, suppliers, local communities, even the environment. For example, we gain both economic and environmental benefits from creating a more resilient and innovative supply chain, whether that's tied to regenerative agriculture or more efficient transportation or facilities. And on the social side, the more diverse your senior leadership, the more perspectives you have informing your strategy and the more representation you have for diverse employees. And also inclusion can lead to greater belonging and engagement. Ultimately, they're supporting companies to perform better.
Nice. Very nice. What are you seeing in terms of organizations being pushed to get on the sustainability bandwagon?
Well, when you hear a Walmart CEO publicly commit to transform the world's supply chains by going beyond sustainability, you know thousands of suppliers are listening closely and seeking ways to further integrate sustainability into their own supply chains and ways of operating. We're also seeing customer mandates that go beyond just, you know, code of conduct and quality compliance, such as mandates on integrated pest management in agriculture, transparency into lab labor practices, and climate reduction and reporting. You know, we have a number of new emissions and climate disclosure laws. There's the pending SEC climate rule focused on public companies. And then we have the California Senate bills 253 and 261 that were signed this week. And they will require thousands of public and private companies doing business in California to disclose greenhouse gas emissions and climate related financial risks. So, you know, the demand is coming as well from insurance, real estate, and investment industries. There's just too much at stake to ignore climate related financial risk. It's also not just mandates. We're seeing incentives as well. So, for example, federal regulators have issued millions of dollars in sustainable agriculture grants for programs such as USDA Climate Smart and California Healthy Soils.
So what types of businesses would you say are most engaged and or impacted by ESG? And why would you say what you're going to say?
Yeah, well, I mentioned public companies being the focus of the SEC rule. The California Senate bills are focused on companies over 500 million and 1 billion and companies operating in California. There's food and beverage and apparel companies being impacted by supply chain resilience issues, you know, new water regulations and agricultural opportunities. But it's not just businesses that are large or operating in highly regulated environments that are engaged in ESG. Consumer-facing companies of all sizes are going after market share by offering products with greater transparency or social and environmental benefits baked into their business model.
And if I was an organization, I'm the CEO, what should I be focused on when it comes to sustainability and having that sustainability footprint?
Mm-hmm. You know, companies should focus on the issues that are most relevant or material to their own business and their strategic focus and their stakeholders. Materiality studies, it's a standard way of determining a company's priorities. To start, companies can think about what their business does, to whom it matters, and how they can most make a difference through integrating positive impact into their business model or improving their operations or community relations.
We keep talking about leaders and being able to make an impact in sustainability. What do you see in terms of enrollment? What challenges do you foresee executives dealing with as they work on sustainability within their organizations?
Well, we both do a similar sustainability is like change management. It brings new programs, new ways of working that are producing improved social, environmental, governance outcomes alongside better financial outcomes. And so enrolling your stakeholder starts with inspiring them with a vision and then demonstrating through actions and making the business case through data that it leads to positive outcomes. And because sustainability applies across the entire value chain of a company, it requires employee upskilling, building awareness among employees. And as you know, enrollment can be challenging in these cases. It's really helped us to communicate context, really focus on that and paint the whole picture for employees, linking our global mission and to our strategy and our targets and our initiatives to our business priorities.
I love how you just said that, being able to set the context. That's really painting a picture on a canvas for people to see possibility, see what the future would look like. Mm-hmm. I love how you articulated that. So when you think about leaders again, what does it take at the executive level to ensure that the leaders are engaged and that they're willing to change the culture within their companies? What's the stand that they can take?
For Bonduelle, it's a 170-year-old family business with deep roots in agriculture stewardship. And so taking a stand on B Corp was an extension of sustainability commitments made long ago and really etched into their DNA. But for other companies, what I'd say has worked well for us is having alignment on the same direction and prioritization, all levels. And so for us, that meant aligning to the vision of our global board of directors and having our US CEO, Andrea Montagna, repeat that same commitment and having me reinforce that on the executive team. And then it trickling down across all the executives' functions.
Nice. And what does it take to have that rock solid commitment once engagement is garnered at the executive level to keep moving the needle in a direction that focuses on sustainability?
Good question. Incentives, they can be used as levers to help move the needle. Last year, we tied corporate performance bonuses to achieving B Corp certification. This year, we're tying it to a greenhouse gas reduction challenge. It can add a layer of motivation. You know, managers are continually juggling hot topics in their own functional areas, right? And they're more likely to prioritize sustainability activities in their departments when objectives align to their own priority. So finding and communicating where sustainability brings value to their functional area is key, as is identifying which continual improvement measures everyone can agree on.
Nice. Well, Gretchen, this has been a very enlightening conversation. I so appreciate the work that you do in ESG, and I really appreciate the knowledge, the depth of knowledge that you have, the expertise that you have, and the willingness that you have to share it with all of our listeners. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Over 30 years ago, Insigniam pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.